always had this fantasy. And the best way for me to, or well, for you to fully understand what I'm trying to say and for you to feel it is for you to just close your eyes, lay back and relax, and we'll go with the flow. Since I'm going with the flow, I have no script, I simply just decided to babble my life away. It's 1:50 a.m. and I'm horny, so let's go. So, you're welcome home. It was a relatively okay night, I guess. You had fun with your friends, etc. They started drinking, you're going crazy, and you're not really one for social gatherings, we'll say. Like every British weather, it's been raining. And you're walking home in your wellies, since you're smart enough to bring a pair. Your high heels in your right hand, and your bag in your left hand. You look at your phone to see that is smashed. Great. You decide to go through a shortcut to your house, since you'd rather be caught dead than seen walking in your wellies. You look back on the night. You remember Mark. Mark is your, we'll call him acquaintance. You're wearing that black strappy dress that just curves at the right places and just wraps around your little body, the one that he loves. But you know you weren't wearing it for Mark. Oh no. You were wearing it for Dominic. Who's Dominic? Well, think about someone that you have a low-key crush on, but you don't want to say have a crush on them. Like, you're out with friends and you may dress for this one person just for him to acknowledge your presence. Anyway, Dominic, he had those dark brown eyes that just look right through you, the look he gave you when you walked in. Oh, Dominic, you would sell your left eyebrow to sleep with this man. You would sell your whole body. Give your whole body, even. You were upset that he had to leave early, so you fairly lost interest and decided to leave early yourself. Hence why now you're here at 1:50 a.m. walking home. Dominic. But as you walk, you suddenly see black. You wake up. You see a clock around this filthy, disgusting basement. It's 3 a.m. Wow. What a night, am I right? You look down and see that you're naked. Your body just bonded in ropes, and you're strapped to a chair. You scream, you shout, you kick, all of the above, to no reaction, no response, until Dominic walks in. He looks you in your eyes, your crystal blue eyes that got you out of a lot of problems. He says, oh my love, you think you could get away with wearing such a dress? Well, the fun is about to start. And, well, I guess you can see that's my fantasy. Just being, well, just grabbed, I guess, while you're walking home by a stranger or by somebody that you know. And, well, I'll leave the rest up to you.